ஓம் சாந்தி. ஓம் சாந்தி. ஓம் சாந்தி. குட் மார்னிங். கோல்டன் மார்னிங், பியூட்டிஃபுல் மார்னிங். நாட் ஓன்லி மார்னிங் பட் ஹோல் டே. டுடே இஸ் அ வெரி ஸ்பெஷல் டே. Who is coming today? Who is coming today? Baba is praised with different praise, variety, different names on the path of bhakti. He is remembered with many, many specialities. It is known he does not have a name. He is beyond name, beyond form, and yet he adopts many forms, plays many roles, and each one is a special role. Because of the specialities, the powers, the benevolent being has. Baba is praised as magician and is also praised as the ocean of jewels. Every title has its own specialities. And today, the musician will come and has already actually played the flute many times. And that is so much remembered on the path of bhakti, deep memories, the experience of the magic of God's Murali, the magic of a Murali, the magic of music. Musician plays his music, and the power in the music is such, the melody, the experience of the flute is very famous with Krishna. Many pictures, and he is asking us to become like him, flute player, not only just reading the Murali, but Murali means that the melody, the song, the lyric, everything is connected with thoughts, feelings, vibrations. Baba's Murali, especially Sakar Muralis, which is of course known as later on the same soul in different form. But Murali is played at this time. And he is telling that you become Murli yourself. Character should be of the Murli, the aim should be of Muralidhar. Praises of Shri Krishna as well as lots of praise of Shri Ram. But bow and arrow shows battle, fight, efforts. Of course, victory is eventually is victory, because 10 heads of Ramans are chopped with his power, the arrow. So all our negativity is killed, but it is not with magic. When we are fighting, it's not magic. It's effort. And when music is there, it's not effort, it's fun. It's great joy. And it is so simple, so sweet, that when the flute is played, the mouth opens very little. But flute has to be not filled with anything. The flute has to be completely clean inside. Only then it will create the music. So it's the purity of the heart, pure vision, pure feelings, pure vibrations. And the sweetness that comes with pure heart, pure vibrations, that does much easier magic to conquer the most dangerous thing. Poison kills you very quickly. Fight, still you have a chance. You have a chance to fight and chances to win or be defeated. But poison, as soon as touch the tongue, instant you are gone. Or the snake is called poisonous. And so Baba with sweetness makes us also magician. The vices within us, weaknesses, defects, shortcomings, which is also called snakes or scorpions. And the snake, as soon as the snake charmer plays the flute, or the music, his music is especially music, the playing, the snake stands up and begins to dance, but this poisonous sting is coming out. It's not that it's sweet and it's attractive, it's still just fear creating. And so this is what it is inside. When we hear Baba's Murli, sometimes Baba's Murlis are very strong, straightforward, making us aware if this explaining karma philosophy. And there are many coming reactions, or even sometime, why did Baba say this? He should not have said like this. He should use sweet words. Correction. Or, I don't like how Baba said this. It is also sometime it is reactions. So subtle, the dangerous things that which are, they come up. But Baba continues to place. That is what his purpose is. The Murli, Sakar Murli, is purposely placed so that all these kundalini, the snakes that are sleeping, to wake up on the path of Hatha Yoga. It is called awakening kundalini. The snake is coiled inside and gradually it comes up and comes up. And when it reaches there, then thousands doors are opened and this snake becomes the canopy. What magic it is. This is the magic of the Murli, that you always see Shri Krishna. Every time the birth is connected with snake, as soon as he took birth, and it was a snake that protected him because it was heavy rain, and snake became, his hood became the umbrella, so this baby Krishna did not have in a single drop of rain on it. And he was carried in a basket, protected, playing on snake. And eventually Shri Narayan resting comfortably on snake bed. But how this level reached? These are the magic of transformation. The magic of changing negativity into positivity. But not with fight, not with fear, not with reactions or rejection, but with sweetness. That's why Baba's Murli starts, sweet children, lovely children, and singing this, the song begins, the Murli begins with sweet, sweet, sweet. And sweet, sweet, reminding us of our sweetness, reminding us of our sweetness, this poison gradually is changing into sweetness. Poison is becoming nectar. And then the words what we are speaking also filled with sweetness. Sweet Baba, heart is opened because this the Murli is connected with the breathing. It is happy heart begins to play. There are another music inside music, outside music, every breath, every thought. So this is what it is changing the negative forces, not only with force, but with sweetness and with benevolent consciousness. And the same, these vices become, we don't have to control. Control is still struggle. But they are becoming so obedient, server. And this is why in one of the Murli, Baba said, your yoga tapasya, your inner deep determination, your self-realization and self-respect, changing these five vices into five virtues. And so this is the magic of the Murli, and not only virtues, but in fact, this snake, which was poisonous, now the snake charmer very gently takes away, does not kill the snake, takes away the poisonous sting out, and this poisonous snake dances, begins to dance, and becomes entertainment, the source of entertainment for others. And others, those who are there, are not afraid of the poison. There's no fear. There's no fear to come close to the snake. The children, as we remember, we used to get that together in this snake charmer, because he used to bring this basket of charm snake, big snake, and would dance, and children would be so happy, and the elderly people as well happy to get that snake around their girl and around their neck. Fear is gone. Why? Because poison is removed. And it became friend. So what Baba comes, what magic is, he changes thorns into flowers and also our inner enemies into our friends. And not only friends, but source of income. All the qualities then automatically come in us because this their beautiful power of this positive energy of Baba's Murli. And so today, Baba is reminding us that you love Baba's Murli, but now imbibe this Murli. Let this, you dance together. And dance is the dance of harmony, the dance of happiness. And happiness, what is happiness? Happiness is contentment. Happiness is deep inner fulfillment. Happiness is achievements. And so that, not only is speaking the heart, but the face is the index of mind. It is not only my mind is satisfied, but in fact that satisfaction reflects through our pictures. And today Baba has come to make us aware, in order to become winners, conquerors, one aspect is deep tapasya, internal purusharth is needed, determination is needed. But keep a goal in front of you. And what your goal is, to become perfect. Become like the Father. Follow the Father. And paint the picture of your own self. So he's making us the artist. That artist paints the picture, but in fact this picture is so beautiful that Baba is giving us this perfection, picture of perfection. Perfect picture, a valuable picture, is based on how much values are reflecting of the values of the virtues. Virtues are values. Value is on values. More subtle energy is there, the more subtle thing is there is more valuable. A diamond, a tiny diamond, sparkling diamond, is valuable, worth millions to Kohinoor diamond, thousands. You can buy furniture, you can fill in a full hall with that. And yet diamond would be valuable because it's tiny, but its value. When it is gold, it is pure. As worth as gold, it's pure. But diamond, sparkling, flawless diamond is valuable. And so, in order to recognize the value, you need the eye of the intellect, and in order to check, you need these eyes, physical eyes, to see what quality it is, whether it is practical, perfect or defect. Thing is known through the eye of the mind, eye of the intellect, with the light of knowledge and experience. Even through these eyes. And Baba says, a picture, if you want to paint your picture of perfection, what it is most important that you should check? You don't have to make much effort at all. I give you a sketch already. I give you, it's a sketch, work is done. And you have to only paint it. The lines are drawn there, like for the children when they teach and want to make a picture. So it is also, Baba says, you don't have to do anything at all. Just draw the line on the line it is. Continue, just like when we learn, when we were children, we learn alphabets. We write the alphabet, it is written already, and you have to write it on the top and gradually you learn. And this is what it is. paint the picture on the sketch that Baba has already put, and but draw it with, color it with the brush of the awareness, consciousness of who am I? Hum so, so hum. What was I? Who am I? What will I become? So now it's clear Baba makes me Brahmin with my effort, with learning to play the flute of knowledge, to create harmony, the dance of happiness, to make incognito effort or stealing butter, incognito effort, stealing virtues from everyone. We play character of Shri Krishna, with Shri Krishna, how Brahma Baba did. Became all virtuous by picking up the virtues of everyone. And that's why Brahma Baba is praised with another name, is called Dattatrayi. A person who had the vision of picking up the perfection in everyone. Saraswati Ma, riding swan, picking up virtues. So this is Brahmin consciousness, makes us divine, but perfection, Baba speaks about it, is of Narayan and Lakshmi. Lakshmi does not have any weapons. No fight at all. Mahalakshmi, Lakshmi Narayan, Lakshmi Durga has weapons. Spinning the cycle, cutting the throats of angels, devils, keeping the consciousness cool, cooling down, and at the same time having powerful arrow to hit the target, trying, conquering violence. Lakshmi? So where there's no fight at all, perfection is that there's no defect in ourselves, not effect of anything poisonous or negative. And the actions are perfect actions, inspiring actions. So these two things are important. To make the perfect picture with the brush of perfect elevated awareness of becoming a divine personality, of spirituality, of a purity, of divinity, of royalty, and of dignity. With this perfection aim in this, so this is in the soul achieve these qualities, and so actions have to be a very elevated actions. Awareness has to be also perfect. Begins with thought and powerful determination. Simrati. And that brings awareness is not only awareness, it is reminding myself again who I was and determined to reach that goal. And so you paint with this, but it should reflect from the subtlest, not only through the action, because actions are gross. Action brings satisfaction in the soul, and soul is the tiny little, the eye, third eye. And so, an ordinary picture is also appreciated, and value is known, or measured, or given. The eyes what is reflecting the eyes? Tiny little and smallest organ in the body. And this is sparkling eyes from this pupil of this eye, the soul. It's the quality is visible. It's just a living, real spirituality, which is not only just seeing others, but others are seeing and attracted. Vision immediately attracts you to reach that goal. And this vision is also attracting others. When we go to the deities, their vision attracts. Darshan means to see. What to see? You can see the picture only when you have the power to see. And power to see is not only eyes. Power to see in the eyes is the power that is the sight. And so, how much is this consciousness in spirituality, spiritual eye? Criminal eye is gone. Bad vision is gone. Impure vision is gone. But how much this we are painting in our third eye, the beauty of benevolence. Vision of benevolence, spiritual vision, benevolent vision, merciful vision. World benefactor's vision. And when this vision is this sight is bright, automatically this is the third eye of the mind and intellect. And what is in your mind and what your intellect is criticizing or correcting or analyzing, that reflect through the eyes. This is why it is said, face is the index of mind. Eyes are the windows of the soul. Face is the index of mind. So what is happening, that is reflecting through the features, thoughts, even ordinary people can recognize. If someone is worried, doubt inside, no matter how much try to hide, making excuses, but eyes also telling right or wrong things. Hate, love, everything is reflected through the eyes. But then it is the deep secret is in the mind, the eye of the mind. And that is, the mind creates desires. And desires become disease. The face wilts. If there is fear, they also face, is you can see, confused, tension, fear it is. And when its mind is relaxed, pure thoughts, having conversation with Baba, inner satisfaction is there. The satisfaction goes deep within when there are no desires. Because Baba has fulfilled the desires already, when I am able to see what I was looking for, and I have achieved, and I have eye to see, third eye to see what I have received. I value what Baba has given to me. And when I begin to value what Baba has given to me, then this satisfaction reflects through the eyes and all through face. And we need to paint this our own selves with realization, with awareness. And this satisfaction brings cheer, makes face cheerful. And these two things are beautiful. Beauty of the picture. The face, all these physical organs are so subtle, but so beautiful, so harmonious. So it means face is not only this part. Face is the forehead is sparkling. The eyes, lights are shining. The ears are not hearing anything waste. The mouth is smiling. The lips are smiling. Speaking godly versions. Face is satisfaction. Comfortable. It is not only face only that the cheerful face. Sometimes people, in order to keep the job, also have the cheerful face. Especially the air hostess. It's so much tension. But then, there's so much joy. Or you go at a shop, and the at the reception, sorry, they have to show that, yes. So that is not the cheerful face. It's chitta, harshita chitta. When my subconscious mind, deep satisfaction is there, and then it is this harmony, I am with others, there's no tension, no competition, no comparison. It's a unique picture. It's not a copy of someone else. If it is photocopy, it's photocopy of Baba. And so then, becoming like the Father, like Brahma Baba, fulfillment was there. Like mother, father, dadis, didis gave an example of their inspirations, their actions. And this is what benevolent, paropkar, vision of uplifting others. The eyes in our vision is the vision of not only soul conscious, it's the vision of love, it's a vision of mercy, it's a vision of benevolence, but uplifting others, those who are maybe defaming you, paropkari, paropkar. Bring benefit to others along benefit with your own self. It means I have to be selfless. You cannot bring benefit to others without becoming selfless. And when total selflessness, this renunciation is there, and determination to bring others, that is called renunciation. Determination to bring others forward. And this is the game that Baba is now asking us to play. Win a race. Run a race. But not with competition. Don't compete each other and don't have because of race of jealousy. That is not race, but race. Race means jealousy. Race means running together. And this race, unique beauty of race that Baba wants us to win a race and reach our destination of perfect picture of Narayan. There is no battle. Comfortable, perfect image of becoming the world sovereign is how Brahma Baba achieved that. This is a race of reaching perfection. There are rules and regulations of a race. And spiritual race also have a very beautiful laws to win the race. Is that you are running together, but not competing each other. And this race is inspiring. Mama Baba reached that far. I also want to reach it. It's inspiring race. And the beauty of this race is, those who are running forward, they don't become slow. They continue to move forward. and they bring those who are behind in front of them. And what they win? Before reaching the destination, they come victorious, world sovereign. They win the hearts of everyone. Because it is when you win the hearts of everyone, you automatically win. And it's a game of win-win, not defeat and victory, no competition. And Baba is making us victorious jewels that we are threaded together. And then threading together, it is because a circle. And whenever you pick up from, if you pick up the rosary, in fact, every bead is individual, threaded together, and Baba says, though there are number wise, but everyone is number one. So when we are seeing the specialities in everyone with selfless motive, staying like Brahma Baba, beyond Uparam, it is very beautiful word Baba has used today, Uparam and Upakari. Uparam means completely beyond, not any kind of interest in anything, but in spiritual awareness you are free from any attraction, free from any extra on this level interest, staying up above and bringing, keeping the consciousness of uplifting everyone. Selflessness can only do benefit to others. And there was so much satisfaction with self-respect, with intoxication. On one side is totally upram, don't need anything. Another side is deep desire. What it is? To fulfill this fulfillment of the children, the desire of the children, to experience Baba. And Baba gave this experience of incorporeal perfection and present stage of Brahmin, a tapasvi, a yogi, the one did not have any desire at all. Silent yogi. Silence was tapasya. And renunciation was bring others in front. And nothing is needed. Baba did not accept anything. Even in the Murli today you would hear, when new house was being built, means extra buildings, Baba was asked to move the new constructive, rooms were constructed. Baba says no. Shiv Baba comes in the old body, and I am satisfied, I am happy within this old room, in Baba's room, small room, at that time was not so big. Anybody would bring something, Baba says, but child, I don't need. He will touch it, okay, put it in Bhandara. Give it, whoever needs it. So it was beyond any desire, neither physical desire nor any other desire. And so this deep satisfaction brings perfection, happiness for the self and happiness for others. And so this race is wonderful to reach the destination. And that's why our destination, Baba says, you don't have to do it. In fact, it is already there. Because in drama, this sketch is already made. You have to just paint it and make it visible so that you can see and other can also see, even on the path of bhakti. So that kind of oil paint with godly love, we need to paint with the oil of knowledge, perfect actions. and renunciation, not difficult thing, but renouncing only, not even renounce, transformation, Baba says. You don't feel like renouncing either, make effort, just bringing transformation and purification. Om Shanti. I am happy to see you all. After 2 weeks, I had good chance for tapasya, service, unlimited, but still was, honestly, was missing you. So it was for service, for myself, time, service for others, to keep the system of whatever is needed at the present time, safety for the self and safety for others. So I made my time, every minute, every second, worth, useful, while being in isolation. Om Shanti.